Well, Coach, a really good game to finish off. An overall good tournament for you guys, beating your arch rivals on the win tonight.
We had to turn the page quickly. You know, we were obviously disappointed of getting defeated by Shelbyville last night, and it's always a concern. You know, emotionally, are we going to be able to get back up and get ready for another great opponent and rival? Our kids answered the call.
You guys came out and the Shelbyville game in the third quarter, obviously it kind of fell apart this time. It looked like it was going to be a repeat of that, but then you've suddenly found your groove and stopped the bleeding pretty quick this time.
Yeah, baby steps. You know, we take away the first 2 minutes in the third quarter, we did turn things around. That's what I told the kids, you know, it's, and that was the difference in the ballgame. You know, if we have another third quarter or continuation of the first 2 minutes, we lose that ballgame. So, again, we had kids step up, make plays, we're proud of where we finished.
Yeah, and of course, Tanner Robbins had to sit out tonight. But you had one of your best offensive games of the year, and Wade Brandon stepped up really big for you.
Wade really stepped up. Everybody stepped up. You know, and, you know, we found out today about 3:30 in the afternoon that Tanner was not going to be available. So we had a walkthrough today and made some adjustments talked to the kids about being in different spots than they're normally going to be in or have been in this year. And, I couldn't be happier with usually you have a week or so to make a change in practice. For us to do that a couple hours before game time and then to go out and execute it makes me really proud.
And, it's where you guys play 9 or 10 guys, sometimes 11, where your depth comes up and is a big factor for you.
It is, and it was definitely beneficial tonight. You know, they have Gardner and Ackerman, two very good high school basketball players, great scorers and shooters, and we just rotated guys on them, gave them different looks, a couple guys started getting foul trouble, but like you said, we're deep enough that we can bring somebody in and do the job as well.
Overall tournament 4-1, you take away one quarter and who knows, could be even better. So how do you assess the entire tournament?
We had a great week. The tournament was wide open. We knew that anybody could win it, and obviously, the number 10 seed's playing for the championship tonight. For us to scratch and claw through and get four out of five wins, I'm very pleased. And hopefully this will get us some momentum going into the new year and our conference season.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you, Sam.
All right.